Next academic year, the Tucson Unified School District will likely have more kids in classrooms, 11 schools could be closed, and there will be fewer librarians and counselors. At a special board meeting last night, the district's chief financial officer, Youssef Awad, presented a proposal that includes cuts to central administration, all-day kindergarten, health insurance coverage, and assistant principals, among other positions. Awad says all parts of the district will be hit with cuts.
There's a perception out there that the district is heavy on the administration, and this is false and is untrue. Add the items in the classroom, instruction support, and student support, and you get about 63.18%. These are resources are directly in the schools.
Despite administrative cuts, schools, teachers, and students will be affected most. The initial proposal called for an increase in class sizes by one student for all grades, saving the district $2 million. But board members Crystal Foster and Mark Stegeman are strongly against class size increase for young kids. Stegeman asked the board to not increase class sizes from kindergarten through third grade.
And I very much implore the board to hold the line on class size in the grades that we know are the most important. We can do this. And it's simply a question of making that commitment and going through the budget. I'm happy to stay here till 2 a.m. and go through these proposals line by line and what we're going to get, how many million dollars from each thing, and convince the board that this is doable.
The board voted against an increase in class sizes from kindergarten through third grade, cutting down the proposed savings by $1 million. All other recommendations were approved, bringing the savings to about $10 million. That's without counting the money saved through possible school closures. Last month, the board voted to close 11 schools for a saving of $4.2 million. Those school closures are subject to review by a federal judge overseeing a TUSD desegregation order, and plaintiffs in the case have filed objections to the closures. For further potential savings, the board gave district administrators the green light to explore outsourcing janitorial operations, ground maintenance, human resources, technology, and transportation. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.